The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
When I go home, I sleep in peace. One day, I told my wife that my body doesn't reflect what I'm going through. And I said, you know why? Because I cannot do anything about it. I leave it in his hands. And so he gave me peace. And he took over my worries. Cast your worries on him. Depend on him. Rely on him. Put your hope in him. Put your trust in him. It does not matter how fearful and terrible things are happening around. The Lord shall grant you peace. All you need is to be obedient to his words. Hallelujah. Just obey him. And he will grant you peace. Hallelujah. The next one that happens to you when you obey is that he will grant you victory over your enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will grant you victory over your enemies. In the verse 8, the Bible says, five of you will chase 100. And 100 of you will chase 10,000. And your enemy will fall by the sword before you. Hey, I declare in the name of Jesus, because you will be obedient to God, by sacrificing your Isaac unto God, may your enemy fall by the sword. I say, may your enemy fall by the sword. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that there was a man called David in the Bible.
David
has gone to fight with the Amalekites.
David ni Amalekai fo
koko. And when he came back to his own country, the enemy came and carried his family and all others away. He cried and cried and cried. He has no strength again to weep. Even his army wanted to destroy him.
And
the Bible says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. So he went before the Lord. He told the priest to bring the effort. And I said, ask God for me. I want to be obedient to God. Ask God for me. Should I pursue them? Will I overtake them? Will I get all they have taken away back? Then the man of God said, yes, the Lord said, pursue them. You will take what belongs to you. You will win victory over them. And the Bible says, when David took the step, he overtake the enemy. He conquered them and retrieved all his blessings back. I am here to tell you tonight, if only you be obedient to the word of God, I can assure you of victory, victory, victory. Victory is coming your way. I said victory is coming your way. Victory is coming your way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have started 100 days then.
Your chance here and now have went to
on.
Ye two bako ye busu mienu.
In that sense, you are pursuing. You
are
being obedient to the word of God. As the Papa have declared, you are following. And as you follow, you are following the instruction of God. And because it is coming to time that you need to obey the instructions. After Sunday, I said after Sunday, there shall be a celebration. There shall be a celebration. There shall be a celebration. From today, begin the celebration. I said, begin the celebration. Because God has granted you victory over the enemies.
Hallelujah.
that obey the Lord, he fights their battles for them. Did you hear that?
What thing?
They that obey the Lord, he fights their battles for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord will grant you victory over your enemies. I said the Lord will grant you victory over your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Number four. He will grant you favor and make you fruitful by covenant. I say, if you are obedient to God, one of your reward is that he will grant you favor and make you fruitful by covenant. Verse 9, the Bible says something. I will look upon you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers. I will keep my covenant with you. What is it that God has covenanted with you? I said, what is it that God has covenanted with you? All you need is to be obedient. And the Lord will look with favor upon your life. Because of your obedience to God, may the Lord show you favor. Favor in your marriage. Favor in your business. Favor in your faith in Christ. Favor in everything you do. Receive the favor of God. I prove myself by my words. Nothing is hidden by my sight. All you need is to be obedient to me, and I will confirm my word in your life.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Church, put your hands together for the Lord.
All
we need is to be obedient to him. I said, all we need is to be obedient to him. And as we obey the Lord, he will show you favor. I said, let the Lord show you favor.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God will show you favor. And I will there's a covenant awaits you.
I said,
there's a covenant renewal awaits you. If you shall be obedient to God by Sunday, there's a renewal of covenant awaits you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number
5. If you shall be obedient to God, he will take away lack from your life. He will take away lack from your life. Verse 10, he said, you will still be eating last year's harvest. When you have to remove it, how to make room for the new one. It means that there's abundance of blessings. The blessing overflow. May the Lord grant you an overflow blessing. I said the Lord grant you an overflow blessings. You will still be eating last year's blessings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I read the scripture, I said, after this year's 100 days, many of you will still be enjoying the dividends of 100 days in this year. When you enter into 2024, the blessings of 100 days will still be taxed in your grants. And when new ones are coming, you don't know where to keep the new one. And because these ones are old,
he said,
Pastor, do you have any needy people in the church? So that I can remove the old ones for them. Pastor will come and announce.
Announcement.
It is not only you who receive the word of God. So everybody will come with a blessing. Pastor is going to be in trouble next year. Because people will begin to go to his house. Pastor, I want to give out. There's much blessing. We are worried. Pastor, we cannot sleep. We want to release them. Pastor, we want to let it go. There's abundance of rain of blessing. It is coming upon your life.
Receive
it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abundance of blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to take the last one away. God will take away lack from your life. All you need is to obey him. And he'll do the rest. Number six. His presence will be with you. If you are obedient to the word of God, the presence of God will never elude you. Verse 11 and 12 says that. I will put my dwelling place among you. And I will not abhor you. I will walk among you. And be your God. And you will be my people. Church, may the Lord walk among you. When you come together as a church, may you experience the presence of God. When you go home as a family, may you experience the presence of God. When you go to your workplace, may the presence of God be there. Your entire life after tonight, shall embrace the presence of God in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You need the presence of God. In the book of Genesis, Genesis 39, the Bible says that Joseph was sold into slavery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joseph was sold into slavery.
The
siblings have sold him so that he will go and suffer and die there. But because of the presence of God was with him, Bible said that he found favor before his Egyptian master. And
then
everything was handed over to him. In fact, the Bible said that the Lord calls him to prosper and succeed in everything he does. Simple, because of the presence of God with him. After tonight, by the word of God, may the presence of God be upon your life. The presence of God come upon your life. Let the presence of God come upon your business, upon your marriage, upon your children, upon your businesses, upon your finances. Receive the presence of God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We need the presence of God. If we be obedient to God's
will,
his presence will come. There were these three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In the book of Daniel chapter 3, they were taken to slavery in
Babylon.
And the Bible says, in the land of
Babylon,
King Nebuchadnezzar said, on this land, the God we worship is the golden image that I set. But these young boys, they also understand that by the word of God, thou shalt not worship any other God except the God in heaven. They made up their mind. They were going to be obedient to the word of God. Even God does not save them, and they die, so be it. But the Bible says, these three young men were born with chains. And when they came to the blessing finals, those military men,
that carried
them and threw them to the fire. The fire burned them to ashes. But when they landed in the fire, the chains were bent off. Their walls were loosened. And the presence of God was there. The Son of God was there. Child of God, listen to me. When it comes to point of death, that you need to obey the Lord Jesus. Hold on to him, because his presence is right there to set you free. Oh, may the presence of God be with you. I say, may the presence of God be upon your life.
Hallelujah. Amen.
These are proofs.
That if you obedient to God's word
and hold on to him,
even at
the point of death, he will be there by you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord will be there for you. Child of God, the last thing I want to say before we pray. Tonight we may not pray much, because the Lord has asked him that declare and perfect upon their life. And as many as are ready to sacrifice the Isaac on Sunday, they
may
experience this upon their life.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The last thing I want to talk about tonight is that if we be obedient to the word of God, he will break or destroy anything that holds us captive. Anything that holds you captive, the Lord will destroy them. In the verse 13, the Bible says, Leviticus 26, verse 13. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, so that you will no longer be slaves to the Egyptians. I broke the bars of your yoke and enable you to walk with head. If the enemy has put you into shame by the power of obedience to God's word, you will lift up your head high again, because the Bible says he's the lifter up of our hands. The Lord God is the lifter up of our hands. If you shall be obedient to the word of God, that says the Lord, he will set you free from captivity. He will set you free from captivity. I pray in the name of Jesus, by the word of God, may the Lord set you free. The Lord set you free. The Lord set you free from anything that holds you captive. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Anything that holds you captive, the Lord will set you free. All you need is to obey his word. And all these blessings will follow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The points I raised are the prayer points. We'll pray them up to a point, and then we'll make the declaration and wait on God to perform it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is the anchor of our miracle. It is the foundation that your miracles is built upon. And by this prophetic voice of God, anyone that shall be obedient to the word of God shall live to experience this blessing that God has
said
about.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of us are ready to sacrifice unto God our Isaac? Okay, then we are going to pray these prayers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer points, the points I've given you in the word, that is our prayer point. Shall we please be on our feet?
We
want to enter into a time of prayer. The first one, the Lord said, and the Bible, He will bless your handiworks. Our prayer is that, Lord, because I'm ready to give my Isaac sacrifice, bless my handiworks. Bless my handiworks. Everything that I touch with my hand, bless it, O Lord. Say, O Lord, by the power of your word, because I've made up my mind to give my Isaac sacrifice on Sunday, Lord, bless my word. Bless my handiwork. Bless my handiwork. Bless my handiwork. Bless my handiwork. Lift up your voice. Bless my handiwork. Bless my handiwork. Bless my handiwork. Oh Lord God, because I am ready and made up my mind to sacrifice my eyes. Come Sunday, bless my handiwork. Bless my handiwork. Makapaya dalabaya. Yakabaya delebaya. Yele baba kaba. Rakabaya delebaya. Yakabaya dalabaya. Rakabaya delebaya. Yele baba baba. Yakabaya delebaya. Rakabaya dalabaya. Makabaya delebaya. Wekabaya dalabaya. Rekabaya delebaya. Bless the hand of words. Bless the hand of words. We pull up men of your mind to sacrifice unto you as they sacrifice. Lord, receive and bless our handiworks. Bless our handiworks. Makaba yandele baya. Ayakaba bayane. Makaba yandele baya. Rekaba yandele baya. Rekaba bayandele baya. Makaba yandele baya. Bless our handiworks. Bless our handiworks. Bless our handiworks. Anything that we touch, Lord bless it. Lord bless it. As a church and as an individual, Rakababaya, Rekabaya Nelebaya, Ayakabaya Nelaba, Rebaba Kabaya, Ayakabaya Nelebaya, Rababa Seta Telebaya, Ayakabaya Nelebaya, Ayelebaya Kaba, Ayelebaya Kaba, Ayele bala bala baya, ayele bala bala baya, ayala bala bala baya, ayala bala bala baya, rakapa ya nala baya, ye nala baba ya, ye kapa ya ne, ayakapa ya ne, ayele baba ya, ayala baba ya, ayele baba ya, ayala baba ya, ayele bala baya, bless our handiworks, bless our handiworks, bless our handiworks. Bless our handiworks. Bless our handiworks. Oh Lord God, bless our handiworks. Bless our handiworks. Akaba kabaya de, rokoboso katabaya. Akabaya dele basa, rakata kabaya de, rakabaya dele baya. Ayala bakabaya de. Bless our handiworks. Bless our handiworks. Bless our handiworks. Bless our handiworks. Rakabaya dele baya. Reba Bakabaya, bless us, O Lord. Bless every word of our hand. Bless every word of our hands. Rakabaya Nalabaya, Yalaba Bakabaya, Rekabaya, Yakabaya Nalabaya, Rakabaya Nalabaya, Yalaba Bakabaya, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Prayer number two, we are praying, God said, the West said, He will give you peace from all evil attacks. We are praying that, Lord, because I've made up my mind to bring my Isaac sacrifice, grant me peace and deliver me from evil attacks. Say,
Oh Lord,
by the power of your word, because I've made up my mind to bring my Isaac sacrifice unto you, give me peace and deliver me from every evil attack in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Lord God, We pray for your peace. We pray for your peace. We pray for your peace and your deliverance from evil attack. Deliver us, O Lord, from evil attacks. Deliver us, O Lord, from evil attacks. And grant us peace. 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 Makabayane. Yakabayana. Rakababaya. Yerebalabaya. Grant us peace. Grant us peace. By local, by my sacrifice, grant me peace. By my sacrifice, deliver me, O Lord, from evil attack. Deliver me, O Lord, from evil attack. Grant me peace. Grant me peace. Grant me peace. Deliver my family. No evil shall fall through on my life. Let the warbies be taken away. Braka babaya, yala babaya, yele babaya. Deliver us, Lord. Grant us peace from all evil. From all evil, Makabaya, Makabaya, Rakabaya, Yakabaya, Rapabaya, Rakabaya, Yelebaya, Ayalabaya, Rakababaya, Yelebaya, Ayalabaya, Ayelebaya, Rakababaya, Yakabaya, Makabaya, Rebabakaba, Rababaya, Yelebaya, Yalababaya, Yelebaya, Ayalabaya, Yelebaya. Grant us peace. Deliver us, Lord, from all evil. Attacks, O Lord. Rekabaya. Ayala babaya. Iyala baya. Rapabaya. Rekabaya. Rebabaya. Ayakabaya. By the power of your word, grant us peace. Deliver us from all evil. In the name of Jesus. Rekabaya. Rebabaya. Rekabaya. In the name of Jesus.
I will grant you favor and make you fruitful by covenant. Our next prayer, O Lord, by the power of your word, because I made up my mind to bring my eyes to sacrifice, grant me your favor and make me fruitful by covenant in the name of Jesus. Say,
O Lord,
by your word,
by your word,
because I made up my mind to bring my eyes in sacrifice unto you. Grant me favor. Favor in my business. Favor in my marriage. Favor in my home.
Favor
in my life. And make me fruitful.
And make me fruitful
in all aspects of my life. By covenant. Through my sacrifice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Oh Lord, by my sacrifice, by my eyes and my heart, grant me favor, 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 make me fruitful, make me fruitful, make me fruitful, by covenant, by covenant, by covenant, by covenant, by I yell at the
From you. He said you'll be eating last year's food. And you have to remove it for a new one to come. There will be lack be far away from your house. And say, Oh Lord, because I've made up my mind. To bring my Isaac sacrifice to you. Take away lack from my life. Take away scarcity from my life. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Clap your hands and pray. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, take away scarcity. Take away lack from my life, from my business, from my finances, from my joy, from my hope. Makabaya, take it away. Take it away. Take lack 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 away from my home. Take lack away from my business. Take lack away from my finances. Take lack away. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Away, and we are lacking that aspect. And the Lord is saying that if you only give your Isaac sacrifice by obedience, I will take away that sickness. Wherever there is sickness tormenting your life, I stand by the word of God. Because of your Isaac sacrifice on Sunday, may the Lord take it away now. May the Lord take it away now. Because you are thinking, if I give this money out, if I go to the next visit to the hospital, what would I use? But the Lord is saying, just try it and see. Just obey and see. I will take that sickness away. I will take that sickness away. And I pray to confirm it on your life before you get to the house. And those who are online, before the service is over, may the Lord touch your life.
Amen.
And take away that sickness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Tomorrow by this time, you call pastor and say, Pastor, the Lord has done it. That sickness has disappeared, Pastor. It will happen in the name of Jesus. It will happen in the name of Jesus. It will happen in the name of Jesus. Then he said, his presence will be with you. Say, Oh Lord, because I've made up my mind to bring my Isaac sacrifice to you. In the name of Jesus, let your presence be with me. Wherever I go, let your presence be with me. In my finances, in my home, in my business, in my office, I need your presence. I need your presence. I need your presence. Jesus. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Your presence, O Lord. Your presence, O Lord. Your presence, O Lord. Your presence, O Lord. By our sacrifice, we need your presence. By our sacrifice, we need your presence. By our sacrifice, we need your presence. We need your presence in every situation that we find ourselves. We need your presence in the night. We need your presence in the daytime. We need your presence. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Finally, he said, I'll break or destroy everything that holds you captive. I will break the iron yoke off your neck. So that you will walk with your head held high. Any situation that puts you to shame, that because of shame, you walk with face down. That says the Lord. If you only obey my word, he will break that chain.
Amen.
He will break that iron bar.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the power of your word.
By the power of your word.
Because I will bring my Isaac sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Break every yoke of my neck.
Break every yoke of my neck.
Anything that holds me captive. Lord, set me free.
Lord, set me free.
Lord, set me free. Lord, set me free. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lord God, anything that hold me captive, that hold my destiny captive, set me free. Set me free. Set me free. Set me free. Set me free from demonic captivity. Oh Lord God, set me free. 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 Set me free from captivity of the devil. Of the devil. Set me free from anything that hold me captive. Set me free. Set me free. Set me free. Set me free by my sacrifice. By my sacrifice. Set me free by my sacrifice. Set me free. Set me free. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May the Lord set you free.
Amen.
From every captivity of the devil.
Amen.
Anything that caused you to bow down your head. By the word of God tonight. The Lord is setting you free.
Amen.
The Lord is setting you free.
Amen.
You are free tonight.
Amen.
You are free tonight.
Amen.
By the word of God.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
You are liberated.
Amen.
They said in that family, that people don't marry. You can go and give birth free. Then you can marry. But I stand here in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Because you are ready to sacrifice your Isaac to God.
The
power of God is coming upon your life.
Yes, so Lord.
That yoke is broken now.
Jesus.
That yoke is broken now.
Jesus.
And you are free.
Amen.
To enjoy your marriage.
Amen.
You are free to go and marry.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You have applied for jobs. You have done all you can.
But
nothing seems to be working. You have been hopping from work to work. From office to office. Nobody's even granting you audience. After tonight, by the power of the word of God, that yoke is broken.
Amen.
That yoke is broken.
Amen.
That yoke is broken.
Amen.
Receive your freedom.
Receive
your freedom. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
After tonight, you receive multiple calls. for interview for a new job.
Amen.
You get the job of your choice.
Yes.
Your children will get the school of your choice. Your business will get that contract.
Yes.
The Lord is taking it to the next level.
Amen.
Whatever you have suffered for so many years, there will be multiple of blessings. There will be multiple of blessings.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These words, that's what the Lord told me, and then I'll hand over the microphone. People of God, I think I want us to do it this way before we pray this prayer. Take a very good seed in your hand,
a seed
you have never given throughout this week. Take
it
in your hand, and after this, I will declare. One of the prayers that I've been praying, say, God, anytime I stand before your people, don't let me do anything by my own. But let me do according to how you instruct me. Because one day I stand to give an account of whatever word I've said. So when I stand and I say, this is what God says, I know what I'm saying.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Whosoever believes will not perish, they shall have